Polish-American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish-Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now, here's your host, Michael Blehar.
Jane Dobrin, welcome to our Saturday get-together here on 860 AM radio, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio itself. However, the entire world can listen in on the internet simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or from the link on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Well, as we get started today, we're going to enjoy this one. It's called It's Polka Time, and it's by Dick Piller and Lenny Gomulka. As always, contact family members and friends and invite them to tune in.
Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg, and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish, and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
Well, welcome once again to our Saturday Variety program here on this second Saturday of November. And as we continue to celebrate Veterans Day weekend, I will be saluting America's veterans and promoting great music that they loved and enjoyed during their service to America, as well as featuring some music from great musicians that offered many, many great selections that are played during our broadcast, and also some community events. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, time for all of us to unite for the well-being of America. And now that the votes are counted, or continue to be counted, the people elected or re-elected have to show their leadership skills. There really is no more time to waste. It's time for Democrats, Republicans, and Independents to show us that they cherish America's values, values like freedom, peace, family, community, and safety, and a rising job base so working-age and able-bodied Americans can support themselves and their families as they've done many, many years in the past, and not be dependent upon anyone but themselves. We have to get that very important agenda moving 100% full steam. And I also have greetings as we continue our Veterans Weekend celebration from Mr. James Rabaczewski and all of the members, the board members, and members of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America. And as you know, they've been serving the community since 1873. They offer life insurance plans, annuities, fraternal benefits, and so much more. The best way for you to learn more about the PRCUA is visit them on the internet. You'll be very pleased, be able to read their newspaper. You'll be able to see their link to the Polish Museum of America in Chicago. Go to PRCUA.org. That's PRCUA.org. And you can also call their main telephone number. Remember, this is a national organization. So if you're looking for life insurance plans, annuities, fraternal benefits, why not support a group that has been supporting America since 1873? And you can check them out on the internet and also call their main telephone number. That is at 1-800-772-8632. And thank you for letting them know that you hear about them right here during our broadcast. And also, no matter what you're looking to get for the Christmas holidays coming up, or give a family member or friend a great anniversary present or a gift for their birthday, Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts has handcrafted items that are made in Poland. And of course, they are sold at two locations in Pennsylvania, and they'll ship out your order to anywhere you live. They have a location in King of Prussia Mall. That's at 690 West DeKalb Pike in King of Prussia. And they have a new location at 29 Wyoming Valley Mall. That's in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And you can give them a call at their main telephone number. That's at 610-256-2306. That's area code 610-256-2306. And you can check them out on the internet by going to polskapolishpottery.com. And they have a great advertisement in the November edition of the Polish American News. Well, today I have a request for an obedek, so we'll play this one by the Maestro's Men as we say happy birthday in Stolat to Joseph Furdenko from his family and friends, to Ted McMillan from his wife Rosemary and his children, to Michael Ostrowski from his wife Helen, to Jonathan Usewicz from his wife Lisa, as well as to Ed Bobiec from his wife Nelly. For all of them and all the gentlemen in our audience, let's enjoy this one. It's called the Roseland Obedek. Thank you.
80 years, the Chev family has brought the old world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, cabanossa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, on this Saturday, November the 12th, you are invited to the last day of St. John Cantius Christmas Bazaar, taking place from 5 until 9 p.m. in St. John Cantius Auditorium, Almond and Orthodox Streets, in the Bridesburg section of Philadelphia. They will have great food, Polish and American food. The kitchen opens at 5 p.m. They're going to have lots of games of chance. Santa will visit at 6:30, and a great time for all. It's a very special occasion. So do spread the word and plan to attend the last day of St. John Cantius Christmas Bazaar on this Saturday, November the 12th, from 5 until 9 p.m. That's at Almond and Orthodox Streets in the Bridesburg section of Philadelphia. And today I have greetings from our community outreach supporters, the Gruszewski and Schaller family. Also greetings to Polonia and all the listeners of the Saturday Variety program from our friends from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, welcoming you to visit their internet site to see how you can become part of the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. You can check them out by going to psfcu.com. Now, this organization has many local offices. However, with people doing business online, they are welcoming these people to check them out by going to psfcu.com. That stands for Polish Slavic Federal Credit Union. And when you are on your computer, go to PolishAmericanCenter.com, and right there on the top, you will see the November edition of the Polish American News. And they changed the front page around a little bit. So when you go up there, you can plan your visit to historic Philadelphia. You can also listen to rebroadcasts of our Saturday program, our weekly events with Barbara Ilnitska, and also the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. And you know, with all that's going on in the Ukraine, it's very disappointing. Here we are 8 months, and still it's continuing without any real gathering of world leaders to bring a halt to this very tragic event. However, if you can help our Ukrainian friends, I'm encouraging you to click on that link, which is located on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Also on that page, you will see Czerw Kielbasy, Polska Polish Pottery link. You can also see the Pulaski Day Parade, which we had to do with an encore presentation, but you can check it out. It's one of the many places that it's up on the internet, but do check it out. You'll enjoy. And also, there are many customs that we celebrate during the entire year. There's a link to Polish customs also. Polish American Social Services has a link. Do check it out. And there is a link also to Facebook that you can check out all the things on Facebook that is operated by the Polish American Cultural Center, as well as the words to Stolat, which so many people are now enjoying. And by the way, it's not only the words, it's also the melodies that you can play or sing at those special events. And when you go to the front page of Polish American Center and click on the November edition, you'll see that we have a salute there to our Polish veterans and so much more. And at this time, our friends and supporters from WSFS Bank, that stands for Services, of course, to the community. They serve several states, and they would like to invite you to visit them on the internet to see how they could be of service to you. Go to WSFSBank.com. And when I come back, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you on supporting American workers. But right now, I have a request for With This Ring, Waltz by Lenny Gomulka and the Chicago Push, as we say happy wedding anniversary in Stolat to Manya and Yusef Rybatsky, to Anthony and Marie Marmello, to Mark and Joan Phillips, to Edmund and Jenny Kravchik, and to John and Ellen Markevich. For all of them and all of you celebrating a wedding anniversary, get up and dance. This one is called With This Ring.
Ciebie. Teraz widzę, że ja zakochany w Boguszy jestem ja w sobie bez dna. Niech on będzie na zawsze świeci słońcem co dzień. Niech ci on przypomina, że cię kocham zawsze, amen. With this ring, I do with this ring, love you with this ring, we trust and obey. With this ring, I do with this ring, love you with this ring, on our wedding day. It has no beginning or end. It's there to remind you I love you forever and ever, amen. With this ring, I do with this ring, love you with this ring, we trust and obey. With this ring, I do with this ring, love you with this ring on our wedding day.
And ladies and gentlemen, every American that goes shopping has many opportunities to help the way business is being done in the United States. As we continue promoting November as American Made Month, we clearly see the need for more competitive American Made products to be available in America's stores. With every dollar we spend on products made and assembled in America, we have the opportunity to help create a positive business environment for America's businesses today, with the end results of creating more job opportunities as industries expand and offer more products with Made in the USA labels. For decades, there has been a lack of concern for America's place in the growing industrial world, which fueled outsourcing and led to the loss of tens of millions of job opportunities from research and development to production, packaging, management, sales, services, and many others. The first goal of our effort is to keep people on the job. The second goal is to create more job opportunities, job skills, and reduce poverty in America. With these two goals, we will see more American workers employed again and have more Americans involved in every aspect of the supply chain, not just at the point of sale where we shop. The holiday season is quickly approaching, and your example and your encouragement makes a major impact on the way people choose to make their purchasing power work. Employed and unemployed people are depending on all of us. Let's not disappoint them. And thanks for your participation, and thanks for spreading the word. As we continue to promote November as American Made Month, I encourage you to spread the word to family and friends and invite them to visit AmericanWorkersRadio.com and AmericanMadeMonth.com. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcasts 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And this is always my opportunity to say thank you to the many people that are promoting our movements. American Workers Need You, the Buy American Made campaign, American Made Month, all of these efforts. There are many radio broadcasters that air my commentary, and one here locally, Dennis Ostapovich, he's absolutely the very best. He is always promoting. And also this week, we have this particular thing in the Star newspapers, all editions. Do check it out. Our commentary from this week is in this week's Star newspaper. We're doing our best. You know, the election is over. I'm very glad, because we had too much negativity through all the stuff that came in the mail. It was awful. And not one of the people told us how they want to promote getting more jobs in America. And we really need a lot of jobs. There are so many people homeless. There are so many people living in low-income areas. They need job training. They need jobs. We need to get back to being the America that we should have never stopped being. And that's very unfortunate that these people in political life, not just recently, this has been going on for years, from the White House down. And I'd like to encourage all of you to continue to spread the word about all that we do here on our broadcast on Wednesday. And I encourage you to tune in as every Wednesday, and also do as you do in the weekly. Let us know how you feel about the people on the radio broadcast and offer us your opinions. And by the way, I use many of the opinions I receive from people in my weekly commentary and during my weekly radio broadcast each Wednesday here on 860. So your participation is well known and understood. You can always send it to michael@americanworkersradio.com. And tune in again this Wednesday, November the 16th, for another edition. And I want to say a special thank you to Larkin Conley, Rich Loges, Mark Andel, our panel members, and our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky, for all that they are continuing to do to make this a great broadcast, a sensible broadcast, talking about things that we need to do in America. The greatness of America is freedom, opportunity, and self-determination, and that's the way it should always be. Kindly do spread the word. And as Rich Loges asks many times over the years, he says, what did you purchase this week in support of American workers? Items that were made here in the United States of America. So do check out the labels where you shop. And now, as a tribute to all of you and to our veterans and to everyone who loves America, I want to play this one. It is by Kate Smith, and it needs no introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Saturday Variety program serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware 7 days a week on 860 AM radio. I'm Michael Blihosh, your Saturday and Wednesday host, and I welcome you to spread the word about all the broadcasts here on 860 to family and friends and remind them that they can tune into our particular broadcast 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. On Monday and Tuesday, enjoy hostess Barbara Ilnitska in the Polish language. On Wednesdays, I'm here for another edition of American Workers Radio. And then on Thursday morning, Barbara is back at 11, and at 11:45, another edition from the Pauline Fathers radio broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, America's Częstochowa, in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. On Friday morning, Barbara is back, and every Saturday, I am very pleased that you're tuned in. And some people tell me, Michael, I tune in Saturday night, I'm working. On Saturday mornings, I tune in on Sunday afternoon. Whenever you want to tune in, tune in. And of course, remember that some of the announcements are taking place today, like St. John Cancha's Bazaar is today. But you can enjoy the flavor of what we're trying to talk about and also promote people to stay united and strong. On Sundays, tune in from 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon with hostess Barbara Ilnitska, followed by Polonia Today with Debbie Micah. And if you have a special event coming up in the family and you'd like to have it mentioned here during our Saturday broadcast, send me a brief note to the Polish American Radio Program Office. That's at 308 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19106. And I'll be very happy to do that for you on the appropriate Saturday. Well, the November edition of the Polish American News is now available from the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. As I mentioned before, in the November edition of the news, you will see reports and photos from a few community events, historic reflections, information from Polish American Social Services and the Polish American Cultural Center Museum, and a lot more. And you're asked to copy the link and email it out to your family and friends. They received an unbelievable amount of new people looking at it on the internet. Many people now prefer to get it on the internet, and they are able to look at half of it, come back later and check it out. The digital online edition has grown and in fact has tripled during the last year, and it's turned out to be a great way to inform people about Polonia's efforts in our area, share historic reflections and community events, and also you can see past editions from the link right there on the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And once again, I have special greetings to you from Helen Cizio and members of the Polish American Heritage Association, known as PAHA, from the Maniunk and Roxborough area of Philadelphia. They wish you and yours the very best, as well as from the many PAHA groups, the Polish American Heritage Associations from the tri-state area, who are doing their very best to promote Polonia and all of its efforts. And today, once again, I have greetings from our outreach supporters, the Gruszewski and the Schaller family. Well, how about we pause now and enjoy this one? It's called The Pittsburgh Girls by the Polka family. As we say, happy birthday in Stola to Anna Gwiazda from her husband, Matt. Also to Dorothy Majkut from her husband, Ed, to Linda Smolinski from her husband, Al, to Mary Walczyk from her husband, Matt, to Bernice Porkowski from her husband, Ed, and to Donna Opielski from her family and friends. For all of them and all the ladies in our audience, let's pause to enjoy this one. It is by the Polka family.
Wesoła wygląda, w fabryce ciężko pracuje, a jednak dobrze się czuje.
Hej, na balu się bawi, na balu się bawi aż do rana. Hej, na balu się bawi, na balu się bawi aż do rana.
Bye.
Michael Steinman, attorney at law, has two offices in Philadelphia, one at 17th and JFK Boulevard in Center City, and the other at 8510 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. Call attorney Michael Steinman's office at 215-564-1866. That's 215-564-1866, or in the evening or weekends at area code 215-322-0235. Michael Steinman, attorney at law, always available to assist you in the English or Polish language. Well, last Sunday, I had the opportunity to attend the Veterans Day Parade in Philadelphia. And, of course, my compliments to Channel 6, WPVI TV 6, and all of the marchers. And as I met some of the people that I know, they told me that they saw the full-page advertisement in the Philadelphia newspapers for November as American Made Month. And I hope that you saw the full-page ad promoting November as American Made Month. The ad appeared in several newspapers, including all zoned editions of the Northeast Times newspaper, the Philly Metro, which is a Philadelphia area-wide publication, and also the Star newspapers in Port Richmond and the Bridesburg edition, as well as in the Polish American News. And as I mentioned before, this week's commentary is located in the Northeast Times in all of the zones. And you can read the digital edition of the Metro newspaper from anywhere on the internet by logging on to Metro Philadelphia, all spelled out, .com. That's metrophiladelphia.com. Click on the October 27th newspaper link and you'll see the ad. And by the way, that ad is also located in the Polish American News, which is on the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And thanks to everyone that's been spreading the word about American Made Month. During the entire month of November, we're doing this effort to get people to put on their labels, Made in America, to proudly start promoting America as the place to do things. We have to get jobs back here in the USA. We want people employed and independent. And on this Saturday, November the 12th, you're invited to the last day of St. John Cantius Christmas Bazaar, taking place from 5 until 9 p.m. in St. John Cantius Auditorium, Almond and Orthodox Streets, in the Bridesburg section of Philadelphia. They're going to have great Polish and American food. Their kitchen opens at 5 p.m. They're going to have games of chance. Santa will visit at 6:30 p.m. They're going to have a lot of shopping for Christmas there. And it's a great time for all. So do spread the word. Call around. Invite family members and friends to go on over on this Saturday, November the 12th, from 5 until 9 p.m. at St. John Cantius Auditorium, Almond and Orthodox Streets, in the Bridesburg section of Philadelphia. Now, as you know, Polish American Social Services has been serving the community for many years, and they want to remind you that there are so many things that are available to people, and many people are still not applying. Some people just became available for these particular services, and they want you to call the agency to make sure that you have all the details that you need. As we call upon our next speaker, I'm going to have them let you know about the Pennsylvania Property Tax Program.
Pennsylvania Property Tax Rent Rebate Program has been extended to December 31st. Applicants could receive up to $650 for property taxes or rent paid last year. If you or someone you know is interested in applying for the Pennsylvania Property Tax Rent Rebate Program, call Polish American Social Services. Funding for this program is provided by the Pennsylvania State Lottery Fund to assist senior citizens 65 years of age or older widows or widowers 50 years of age or older, and disabled people 18 years or older. Homeowners that have an annual income of $35,000 or less, and renters with an annual income of $15,000 or less, should call for an application. Only half of your Social Security or SSI income is counted toward the income guideline. For a property tax or rent rebate program application, call Polish American Social Services Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. at area code 215-923-1900. That's area code 215-923-1900. The deadline to file is December 31st. Information is also listed on PASS's internet site at PolishAmericanSocialServices.com.
Now, this is a State of Pennsylvania program, so if you have any questions and you live in the state of Pennsylvania, no matter where you are, you can call PASS. I encourage you to give them a call Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., and you know the number, it's 215-923-1900. And also, there is another program that is for the city of Philadelphia itself. Let's pause for that information piece.
If you live in Philadelphia and have received a property reassessment notice, the current Philadelphia Homestead Exemption Program can save you money on your property taxes. There are no income requirements for the homestead exemption. In order to be eligible, you must own your home and live in the home as your primary residence. You will not have to reapply for the Philadelphia Homestead Exemption Program each year unless the name on the deed is changed. For more information or to request an application, contact United Polish American Social Services Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at 215-923-1900, and an application will be sent to you. You can also request an application by emailing staff@unitedsocialservices.com. The deadline for this year's homestead exemption is December 1st. Call the Office of Polish American Social Services Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at 215-923-1900.
And I would just like to note that the property tax rebate program for the state of Pennsylvania has nothing to do with the homestead exemption application. And for more information, you can call Polish American Social Services Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at 215-923-1900. And now I have special greetings to Polonia from Kazimierz Kowalski and Joseph Walunas. And I also would like to continue our celebration of Veterans Day with this salute to all of those who served in America's military and are veterans of America as we play this particular selection. It is by the United States Armed Forces Band, and it's called the Liberty Bell, and that will be followed by the Star Spangled Banner. Thank you. Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and they feature Polish-style meats and deli products and a selection of imported products from Poland and Polish-American products. Stop by Polka Deli, 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, and see the great selection of products they offer. For more information, call Polka Deli at area code 215-634-3750. That's 215-634-3750. And as we honor Veterans Day, I have greetings from everyone from the Polish American Cultural Center Museum there at 308 Walnut Street in historic Philadelphia, which is presently open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. And for more information, check them out on the internet by going to PolishAmericanCenter.com. And also the Pauline Fathers and Brothers and everyone from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, welcomes you to visit the shrine. It is open, of course, every day, but on Sunday, it's the big day with the masses. The cafeteria is open, the gift shop. Everything is open for you to tour and enjoy. For more information about what is taking place there at Częstochowa, check them out on the internet by going to PolishShrine.com. And also, the Polish American Heritage Association, PAHA, from Camden County, New Jersey, and Pat Kloka is the representative, wants to wish all veterans a very enjoyable Veterans Weekend, as do all of the people from Union Roofing. Remember, they serve Pennsylvania and New Jersey. For more information, check them out on the internet by going to unionroofing.net. That's unionroofing.net. Or give them a call at 215-464-6425. And also best wishes from the Rivers Casino, located at 1001 North Delaware Avenue in Philadelphia. For more information, you can visit riverscasino.com. And also best wishes from everyone from PICO, an Exelon company. And they thank all of you for supporting all efforts to support America. And also, may I encourage you to stop by Applebee's. They're located at 2535 East Castor Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. They are promoters of ours, and we're very grateful for all of their participation and support throughout the year. And I'd like to now pause with you and enjoy this selection as we get near the end of our broadcast today. It's called The Rise and Shine Polka, and it's by The Rise and Shine with Andy Berry. And may I encourage you to go out of your way to support American Made Month throughout the month of November. And as you know, during the month of December, we have declared a year or two ago December as National Small Business Month, and we're asking all of you to support your local businesses, and as you're doing that, to go out of your way to look for American-made items. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue our broadcast today, I want to say thank you to everyone that has been supporting our efforts. Check out all of the good stuff on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And of course, call family members and friends and invite them to visit the Polish American Center's internet site on the internet. And of course, remember the museum is open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Well, as we continue our Veterans Day weekend, I have best wishes to all of you. And until this Wednesday at 11 or next Saturday at 11, do widzenia i przyjemnego weekendu. This one is by Andy Berry.